It's that time of the year where does daylight hours get shorter and it gets darker earlier. It's cold. We had some snow today. And I did make up my batch of chili for the season because that's what I do when we have our first significant snow.
Did you make it?
I did make it,
oh,
yes.
Fantastic.
I smell like cumin and onions and garlic, so I apologize to you and
yes.
all of our guests who come in the studio and those who have super sensory abilities and can hear me through the radio.
Yeah, you could have brought some.
It's not ready. It's still in the crock pot.
Okay.
Yeah, so it has another hour and a half or so for my boys will be able to eat some. And I don't know. Chili is not an attractive meal, like to transport, like to shove it in some Tupperware or like to photograph it. What I usually do is photograph like all the cans and everything I'm going to put in it and let people know that I don't know why people care that I'm making chili. Like my guests right now, our guests are staring at me right now like, okay,
big
cans of beans.
I bet they're chili fans.
I haven't had that many beans yet, so don't worry about that. That has that part of the creation. I didn't get to sample too much of it, mostly the sauce. I wanted to see what the blend was like. We are thrilled to welcome in studio Graham Maverick and Brooke Linford. They are part of the team, part of the Nutcracker at Joffrey Ballet right here in Chicago. Welcome,
yes,
Graham and
yes,
Brooke.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Doing well, just in the middle of rehearsing for
it. Yeah, we
so.
Just finished rehearsal.
Oh.
Came straight over.
So no chili. No chili for you tonight. Not during rehearsal.
Yeah, it gets on the tights. It doesn't look very good.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and plus, are there elements to, do you ever do something to sort of take advantage of the fact that you're in close proximity to other people sometimes and maybe, you go a little heavy on the garlic at lunch?
That's a great question. I always wondered that, like with a mint or chew some bomb, because you guys are close and performing together.
Yeah,
definitely
when we
no
partner,
raw onions.
Yeah,
no
when raw. We partner together, we're very close. So I like to keep mints around.
Yeah, that's kind of you, I think. I don't want to suggest any sort of a challenge to see who can be out smelling, but
the other one. No, it's important, like deodorant and everything. I mean,
yes,
it's a work. You don't want to freak anyone out.
It's a work environment. Okay, I didn't mean to make it
absolutely.
Weird right out of the gate. They're
no,
we want to talk about this incredible ballet that we were part of.
Yeah.
And now, for people who've seen the Nutcracker, I know that the Joffrey Ballet strives to reimagine things, whether it's in the way of the choreography and the artistry of the sets and things like that. What do you want to tell people about this year's incarnation of the Nutcracker at the Joffrey, Graham?
Well, this is our third year of this brand new production that we've had, and it is definitely a reimagined version of the Nutcracker. It takes place in Chicago, and it has a story element that is very at home and has the heart of Chicago, and it's really cool. I appreciate that, and it's set in the World's Fair, that was 125 years ago. And it has a lot of elements of like immigrants and many other things. It's really good, but
it sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about this new version of it, Brooke?
It's a wonderful version because this one is more of a story. It has an arc. So usually, the main girl Marie, she's from this like wealthy family. In this version, she's from an immigrant family, and we're all workers preparing for the World's Fair. And because it takes place before the World's Fair opens. And so we're all getting ready, but we throw together this Christmas party. We all bring our dishes and we put together this celebration, even though we don't have much. And then the dream is Marie, she goes to the World's Fair, like her imagination of the World's Fair. And she like learned it's this wonderful, like magical land to her.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds incredible.
I saw this version the first year that you guys did it. I'm going to see it again this year. And I was blown away because, I mean, obviously I love Chicago. You and your love for Chicago, Patty, will absolutely adore this performance. Who came up with the concept to set this in Chicago? Because I think that adds so much more just magicalness to all of this.
Well, the choreographer was Christopher Wheeldon, and we have done a couple of his works before in the past, and so working with him was great. But he teamed up with the writer Brian Selznick, and they crafted this story of a true Chicago Nutcracker, and having all those elements in it in the pride of our city, and I think it's did a good job. I'm very happy with
it. Oh yeah. So wonderful.
I want people to know, because I have got to go see this. It is running from December 1st through the 30th. There will be 29 performances. That's quite the schedule.
Yes. It's definitely
vigorous.
It's a lot of work, but I've been doing this basically my whole professional life, and I don't know what Christmas would be like without the Nutcracker. It is just such a part of the ballet world in America, and I think the first year where I wouldn't do it, it would be really weird.
Yeah.
It's part of it.
Well, now, how long have you two known each other, and what led to perhaps your present relationship?
Well,
I don't know if I'm supposed to tell people. I don't know. Do you not like...
No, it's fine.
No,
it's
we
fine.
Can tell people. We're married. Yeah. So, Graham has been in the Joffrey Ballet for, this is his 11th season, and this is my 5th season. So we met when I was a trainee before we joined, but we didn't date at all then.
Yeah.
Once I just joined, my first year in the company, you know, we flirted a bit, and then Graham asked me out on a date, and then from there...
During Nutcracker.
Yeah, during Nutcracker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, the magicalness just fills the air.
It is the season.
Yeah.
Had you dated ballet performers before?
No.
No? I was wondering.
Graham was my very first boyfriend.
And then
the best story
last winter, after a show, it was like really cold and raining, awful out. And I was like, oh, we forgot something up on stage. I like need to like bring some, you know, we need to go get something. So we went up on stage after the show and there was like completely empty, but all the lights were on. It was super beautiful. And I had like hid some people like away somewhere.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, she was like, where's my jacket? Where are we here for? And I like, that's when I like, you know, went down on a knee and proposed to her. And it was a really beautiful moment. And we got
so
married
magical.
This summer. So so that was, it's been good.
Guys listening are going, oh man, I can't beat that.
Yeah, setting the bar a little high there, Graham.
So cool. But that's got it, you know, that it's probably an extra layer of comfort for both of you, knowing that you're working together, you're performing together. It's, you know, it's kind of like you're in each other's safe space.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's like we go home from work and I don't have to ask her how her day was.
No.
All right.
It's like, we were there. Okay, cool. Let's just relax. It's nice.
But are there ever moments that you thought you didn't realize that something happened, you know, at work, you know, like moments in a performance that, because it is unique. You have your own personal, you know, reaction, whether it's from the crowd or something that happened backstage, you know, that's kind of fun to be able to share.
Yeah. No,
and we definitely like can relate to each other's stories more because we're not always in the same rehearsals every day, but I mean, we have the same profession. So like when he's talking about something at work, I understand completely and like we just get it, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah, and having you know, Graham as your first boyfriend, it's a very sweet story, but it must also mean that you were so busy and hardworking throughout so much of your career and unable to have time, really. Was that part of it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, it even, like, stem back to I did my last couple of years of high school online so I could train and dance more so I could become a professional.
Right.
So I didn't really, like, wasn't, like, going out with friends and stuff and meeting boys. And stuff.
Yeah, like, when most kids are, like, getting ready to go to college and they're, like, you know, taking tests and going around to schools and seeing what they want to do, like, we were...
Auditioning
for companies.
Sure.
You know?
Wow.
And it's because, you know, the dance career, it's a great career, but it's not the longest career out there. And so you have to, you know, seize the opportunity while it's there. It's really important. And not to say that you couldn't go to college, you know, and that's definitely an option. But I feel like most ballet dancers feel like it's a good opportunity to go and get that 4 years of experience right away before, you know, anything else.
And the Joffrey is, I would say, probably the most elite or one of the most elite ballet companies world. So it has to be wonderful to be a part of the Joffrey.
Yes.
Yeah. We actually just did a festival in New York City with Paris Opera Ballet, the Marinsky, and...
American Ballet Theater.
And
Joffrey was invited and we were there and we got to dance with all these other dancers and
of course you dazzled them.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but it was such a great experience and it's great that Chicago now has this company because it's been here for 20 years, a little over 20 years now. And there's definitely been, always been a dance scene here in Chicago, but for ballet, it's definitely brought Chicago into the world of ballet. And I think that's really, really great.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so glad that we get to share this with everybody. We are talking to Graham Maverick and Brooke Linford. They are part of the team who were both, they were both in the old Nutcracker. So mm-hmm. you might have seen them in, in that version that you saw. And now this new Nutcracker, the Joffrey Ballet celebrates the holidays with Christopher Wheeldon's Chicago set, The Nutcracker. And it's a reimagined holiday classic highlighting one of Chicago's greatest moments of achievement, as they mentioned, the famous World's Fair of 1893. And we encourage you to visit joffrey.org. The performance is run from December 1st through the 30th. You can also call the box office at 312-386-8905. And that's at the 10 East Randolph Street in the Auditorium Theater. So is this at the Auditorium Theater?
It is at the Auditorium Theater. You can get tickets at 10 East Randolph but or online. But it's at the Auditorium Theater, and it's a beautiful, big theater. Plenty of seats come out. You know, it'll be great.
The first play I ever saw in my life, it was at the Auditorium Theater. It was Miss Saigon. I think it was maybe 16 or 15 years old. And it's just, do you find it just to be a wonderful venue?
The actual house is so incredibly beautiful with all the the mosaic and mural work, and everything's just gold. And it is like being on stage and looking out and seeing the audience. It's pretty incredible.
That's fantastic.
Sounds incredible all around. Yeah. Let's talk more with our guests when we come back. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Our conversation continues on 720 WGN. I'm just wondering if our guests like hear this sometime in the middle of the summer. Not yet. It's too soon. It's too soon.
All the time.
We are talking to Brooke Linford and Graham Maverick. They are, I don't even actually know which characters you are. Are you the leads in the Nutcracker?
Well, I do Peter, which is the Nutcracker himself, which is kind of fun. I save Marie from the evil Mouse King in the battle scene, and we journey to the World's Fair in the second act together. So it's a really fun role to portray. A lot of acting, which is fun, and tons of dancing. So, you know, very happy with that. And we all do many different roles. I mean, the great thing about what it does is that they don't try to just burn someone out on one role for the 29 shows. I mean, that's just a lot. Yeah. And so there's different casts every night. I mean, you can go see, you know, two shows in the same year, and it'll feel, you know, I mean, it's the same story, same choreography, but how everyone interprets it is very different, and it's cool to see the differences sometimes.
And having done this role before, Brooke, what do you bring, like, how do you, you know, gear up for something like this when there's a, you know, different incarnation of it? You know, when you have to sort of bring Christopher's, you know, version of it to life?
Well, I was there when it was made, so it was very helpful because Chris gave us so much information and cues about our characters and background information. So I do a variety of roles throughout this run. I am like a mom in the party scene, and I am in the snow scene, and I'm a visitor of the fair. I'm also a Wild West woman, which is, so each character, each scene, you know, you have to take, you're a different person. You know, you can't go through the whole 2-hour show like smile and sparkles. Like, you really want to, we all try to embody these different roles, you know, like what does it mean to be this worker woman who's now like celebrating Christmas with her friends and family, and then in the snow scene, like, you know, you're something otherworldly, you're a snowflake. So that has its own challenge and delight.
It seems like, I mean, obviously it's very physically demanding, the roles and being a dancer. So what do you do? I know you don't get a lot of free time, especially in December, but when you're not performing, to kind of unwind and escape the physical demands of dancing?
There's a lot of things that you can do. I mean, mostly just, you know, resting is great.
Taking easy Epsom salt baths.
But, you know, just icing and making sure that you continue to do your physical therapy every day. It's a constant, you know, work just to maintain your body and your physique. We take ballet class every day, and it's you're never done practicing. You're never done working and honing your skill. And all of that just contributes to how you have to take care of yourself, because it's really easy to kind of like burn out, and that's not fun.
Right.
And so, you know, icing and going to see physical therapists, getting massages, also cross training is really important, you know, going to the gym, mm-hmm. doing some yoga, doing different things, because you want to be as well rounded as possible. Because the dance world nowadays has a lot of classical stuff, but we do a lot of very contemporary stuff. In the spring, we do a hip-hop piece, and so it's a lot of different styles of movement, mm-hmm. and there's not one perfect way to do anything, and so having a well-rounded like physique and body structure really lends yourself to being able to do a wide variety of things.
That's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Where are you from originally, Brooke?
I'm from Utah.
From Utah. So the cold weather doesn't necessarily hit you too hard every winter?
I would say it's harsher here.
A little bit, yeah.
I always hate hearing it's meaner. Does it feel more personal here? Is that what it is?
It feels more personal.
Right. I'm being attacked by the air.
Yeah.
I'm not enjoying that. Where are you from, Graham?
I'm from San Francisco.
So you're
used to this.
Yeah. You've
been here for a while.
I've been here for 10 years now, 11 years. And seasons is like a new thing for me.
Oh,
I never really had that. So I still have to say that first couple snowfalls is like so magical for me.
Yeah.
But then, you know, January comes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
It's that gray sludge.
Right, right.
Oh, okay. When does it go? Yeah. Is it leaving
soon? The Christmas tree lights are down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just gray. Yeah.
And it's also kind of hard, I have to say, sometimes performing when it's cold out, because it's like, we'll have like a matinee show and then an evening show. And in between, you know, you want to go get a cup of coffee, a bite to eat. And so you have to like really bundle up, run outside, get your food really quick, and then come back in and then like warm up again.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to, you know, pull something. So
well, I was wondering that.
You have to stay warm. That's the name of the game.
Yeah. Well, I am. It was delightful talking to both of you. Yeah. You're so charming, and I can't wait to see this version of the Nutcracker. Everyone should visit joffrey.org. That's JOFFREY. In case people don't know, I don't know why you wouldn't, but I'm not going to assume anything.
Yeah, and go see this version. Like you said, it's fantastic.
It's at the Auditorium, the December 1st through the 30th. They've got 29 performances. You can also call the box office 312-386-8900. And really wonderful. We look forward to seeing you again. I want to know about all the productions you've done, but I also want you guys to get some rest.
Thank you.
I know that you were rehearsing today, so thank you so much for your time. Andre and I both really appreciate it.
Thank you, too.
Thanks, you guys.
Have a great night. More after this on 720 WGN.